This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There on that music. Apologize for that. Don't know what's going on with our internets, but sometimes it happens like that.
So this is what happens when you get rid of the ISDN lines.
I know. I wish I didn't have to, but I did.
You had to?
Yeah. Our network was getting rid of theirs, and there was no other reason to have it. So,
yeah.
We wouldn't have anyone to connect to, so there's no reason at that point. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we've been talking about, or just barely getting into, this new court case. Now, it's in Austria, but did they actually make the final ruling, or is this a story like they might make this ruling? What's the status of what's going on?
Well, it's not going to be the final ruling on this won't come out of Austrian courts.
It'll be the European
final,
Union.
Well, the final ruling on this would be when they try to enforce this decision in another country. If Facebook, for example, decides, well, we're going to block this content in your country.
Here's the problem. They don't have to enforce it in another country. Because there's offices in Austria, they will just take the money from the Austrian bank accounts that are set up for the Austrian offices.
It's not necessarily the case that
they need to take it from,
Let's recap real fast
here. That is possible, but most of us don't have Austrian bank accounts, so it will only be settled for the rest of us when they try to enforce a decision outside their border.
Okay, but what I understood, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, I want to recap this real fast. So it's a Facebook case. Some guy complained he was being defamed. He was a Green Party rep or something like that. Somebody said something mean about him on Facebook. He complained about it, took it to court in the European Union, specifically in Austria. Yep. The court came back and said, yes, Facebook, you have to remove this post globally.
Yeah, not just from Australian... Austria, Facebook users, okay?
But all of them.
But worldwide.
Yeah. So, did you understand that right? Nobody, because it sounded like you were thinking they would try to go after people outside of the country. This is to say that they would have to just remove the post.
Right. It's not
from all the global potential viewers.
Well, that's true, but if you're not in Austria and you don't have any bank accounts in Austria, which I don't happen to have an Austrian bank account, so
but they're not going after
the global import will really become or lack thereof will really become apparent. When countries start trying to enforce decisions in other countries.
Yeah, that's not what they're talking about doing here.
It's a little different because it would be like the U.S. government doing it to you, right? And your servers are here, right? And then you having to remove those posts, not just from the U.S. server that you're running, or people in the U.S. from accessing it, but people outside of the U.S. from accessing it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in another sense, it doesn't affect just Facebook, it affects the users of Facebook, right? So, something is now censored not only in Austria, but it's also being censored for people outside of Austria.
Right.
So
that was the decision here, right? The court made that decision, and this could affect the entire EU. And then
it affects the whole world as far as the people on Facebook are concerned.
But the people who can complain are the people in the EU, right? So the Australian can't complain about seeing a post they don't like. But if somebody in France or elsewhere in the EU complains about a post they don't like, then
it's a good question. I guess it would depend on whether or not the Australian court decided that it was in their jurisdiction. It sounds like they would say, yes, it's in their jurisdiction because it's, like, on the internet. I don't know.
Okay, what else do we need to know?
It's a good question. But at least in this case, it appears to be within their jurisdiction because it was in Austria. It was an Austrian politician, therefore, but again, it's worldwide this post has to be removed. It's not just in Austria.
Yeah, so it's here. And Austria courts ordered that Facebook take down and keep off any such posts, and to do so around the world. Facebook complied, but only in part, employing what is known as geo-blocking. It made the particular post that had been identified inaccessible to users within Austria.
Mm-hmm.
But it objected both to the global reach of the order and to the obligation to look for and keep other equivalent posts. And that's another hugely dangerous thing. Like, how are you going to keep an equivalent post, in quotes, off of your platform? I mean, you don't have somebody monitoring every single message.
Hire an employee to watch every single user.
Right. What? So effectively what they're doing is this is sort of like the upload filter thing that we've been talking about on prior shows, where they basically have to implement some sort of algorithm. But then the question is, well, how does that algorithm determine whether something is similar or not? If it uses the word, I can tell you, if it uses the word Bitcoin in it, it would be sort of like a spam filter.
It's a straight up ban.
It just gets, it gets banned. Well, in the case of, like, I'll use
people
Bitcoin
are creative.
As an example.
People have ways to get around
filters,
right?
Well, they do.
Right?
They
so
do.
Instead of using, like, let's say it was about a specific person, right? Some Green Party guy. I don't know what his name was. Joe Blow.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody posts about a mean thing about Joe Blow, and then they say, oh, you've got to remove that, and now all related, Joe Blow related posts will be prohibited if they're mean. But what if you spell his name differently, right? You use a different letter. Instead of the O, you use a zero or something like that.
Yep. I mean, China, they do that with Tiananmen Square or something like that?
Tiananmen
Square in China. They don't use the word. They say 1984 or something.
I think it's 88.
Whatever. They use, like, the year when they're speaking of the event, and everybody knows what 1988 means or whatever. So, because it was a big event.
1984, four years late.
It was 84. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my memory is better than I thought. So let's see here. It says, it argued that the order violated the applicable EU's e-commerce directive, which prohibits EU member states from imposing general monitoring obligations on tech companies like Facebook.
Hmm.
On October 2019 ruling, the European Court of Justice sided with Austria, concluding that the e-commerce directive did not stand in the Austrian court's way, a ruling that is hard to reconcile with the text of the directive for reasons I won't rehash now. The CJEU, which is, I think, the European Court of something justice or whatnot, ruling set two limits, minimal, on the EU member state courts. First, the obligation to look for and take down equivalent content must be issued with sufficient specificity to eliminate the need for independent provider assessment of that content. A criteria that, as I and others have argued previously, is premised on a largely misguided assessment of the ability and precision of filtering tools. Yeah, right. So,
these people, to translate that, the bureaucrats don't understand filtering tools.
No, they don't.
They don't know what they're capable of. And they don't, and they're just blathering about what they want to happen, and like, it's like, well, it doesn't work that way.
I'll give some people an example. So there's a lot of spam out there that has the word Bitcoin in it, demanding ransom or whatever notes and all sorts of
things. Or scam, Ponzi
schemes.
Yeah,
I mean, they're scams. Right.
Yeah.
So what some spam filters will do, they will include the word Bitcoin or any kind of crypto word, but Bitcoin in particular. And so I have a show that I do called Freedom Decrypted, and people have signed. Every one of these users has signed up for this mailing list that I send out, just alerting people of the content that we covered on that week's show. And one of the messages I have gotten back from some servers, email servers, is rejected. And the reason is because the name of the story or one of the words in the story
was Bitcoin. Wow.
And so this is the problem. It's like you think nobody's ever going to talk about Bitcoin in an email unless it's related to spam because.
Ridiculous.
Or some sort of con.
Yeah, I've seen this happen with cryptocurrency exchanges. They'll end up in my spam folder. Now, some of them are actual spam where they're trying to pretend like they're the exchange, but sometimes the real messages
will frequently get in there. Anyway, so they literally were censoring the news as a result, these spam fill servers, for something that people signed up to get.
Right. And what do you do about that? You just can't talk about Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
or you don't get into their inbox.
Yeah, and this is the danger of censorship in general, because when you think you're censoring one thing, you ultimately end up censoring a lot more than whatever it is that you think you're censoring.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not even be to your advantage in some cases. Maybe you intended to censor, con artists who are using Bitcoin,
right,
because you don't want Bitcoin to look bad. But then when you go to send out an email,
you get caught up
in those same filters, and then you can't get your message about how good Bitcoin is out there.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to comment on internet freedom of speech, you are welcome to join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Korchak, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC? Ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witch War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may join us here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about the lack of freedom of speech on the Internet. Things are getting worse now as mega platforms like Facebook face off against mega governments like the EU. And EU court ruling recently, and apparently in Austria, that the Facebook must take down an offensive post, and they must take it down globally. Not that they could just block the people in Austria from seeing it, but that it has to be removed completely from their system. And this is a disturbing precedent that is being set. That's what you're telling us about here tonight, Chris. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want to over at freetalklive.com. And if you are tired of this censorship or cancel culture, where some tech company's got a big axe they're holding over your head, and if you say the wrong thing, then you're done. Well, you can join the Free Talk Live LRN.FM Matrix chat server, where you have more freedom to speak your mind than you would on a place like Facebook. And that chat server is open. It is 24 hours a day. You can go to chat.lrn.fm and get step-by-step instructions on how to join up there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. If you don't like the existing channels, you can make your own. Yeah, it's up to you. Invite the people you want to. Make it private if you want to. It doesn't even have to be public. It can be private. It's your choice. You are the administrator of your own channel. Again, that's if you don't like the ones that are already there. There's several of them that are there that are sort of official. There are others that other listeners have created and that technically I've done absolutely nothing about so far. And some of them are kind of offensive. So you do have to be aware. You do have to be aware that you may run into some offensive people.
I haven't seen any of the offensive channels. I haven't noticed them.
Go into the toxic user zone.
But you mean in the channels themselves, not the names of the channels.
The content.
Okay.
The content.
Yeah, that I believe. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's it can get pretty dirty.
Yeah, the toxic user zone used to be back when we were on the centrally hosted corporate server that we originally were on. The toxic user zone was sort of the place that we would put all the bad people that were trying to just spam up the channels and put awful hate speech stuff or whatever.
Yep.
We just shoveled them over there. On this server, I never created that zone. Someone else did. So one of the toxic users is now running the toxic user zone.
That's hilarious.
Is he confined there, though?
No, I have not been. And I did initially ban him because he was spamming one of the initial official channels, but I unbanned him. So there's no one banned from any of the channels at this point. But no, yeah, he's not confined there.
Well, I can definitely say there are definitely some other rooms. We had a bunch of people in the Freedom Decrypted room for a while until everybody got kicked out.
Until I wiped the entire server.
They're slowly coming back, some of them. So there was a little bit of conversation today and yesterday, so that was good.
Good.
But, if you're not on, definitely check out, chat.lrn.fm.
Chat.lrn.fm.
Yep, and then join the Freedom Decrypted room if you like the show, and you can talk with other people about technical kind of stories.
Yeah, and listen to Freedom Decrypted on Saturdays. You do a show. It's a video show, but also there's an audio downloadable component.
There's a podcast version of the show you can download too.
And you can do that over at freedomdecrypted.com.
Yep, and we talk about exactly this kind of story that we're covering
for 3 hours.
So, 3 hours of it. Right. So you get nonstop content of what's happened this week in the news.
Yeah, tech world.
Any kind of tech, especially freedom slanted type of stories. So if you're a liberty minded kind of person, it's definitely the best show on the internet if you want to get caught up on what's happening in the news world.
So what else do we need to know from this Austrian situation there?
Basically these big corporations that have lots of offices all around the world are getting caught up by local laws that they have to apply, or not be able to operate there. And so usually it's the case where they only have to censor the content within
that jurisdiction. What happens now? I mean, this probably isn't going to occur, but what would happen now? They're being told by the EU if somebody is offended by a post, it has to be removed globally. Well, what if the United States passes a law that says that freedom of speech must reign and no post shall ever be removed? Then they've got a conflict between two different jurisdictions. What do they do?
And that's the problem with this whole setup. And it's also there's also an issue of, well, okay, some countries, you know, some things are, you know, illegal.
Just wait till an Islamic court rules that this cartoon of Mohammed has to be removed.
Well,
and things will get really interesting.
And this is the thing. It has been very hairy in that sense before, and it's getting much worse because there are laws in, you know, Islamic states against, you know, women showing pictures of women with, with the heads of women, right? Because you can't have women's faces in some Islamic countries cannot.
Unless they've
be exposed.
Been cut off, then it's okay.
Well,
once it's no longer on the girl, it's fine.
It may be illegal in the U.S. at that point.
You mean showing their faces, not their heads, per
right? They would call that pornography.
Yeah.
So, and that's a severe no-no. So mm-hmm. they could, if they pass, if they their court rules that Facebook, you know, has to apply their local laws to the world, then all of a sudden anybody who's in the United States wouldn't be able to post a picture of even
of
a woman
face.
Of themselves.
Yeah.
Or maybe a
bikini photo
or whatever. Right.
Can't
and so you
beach.
End up with this severely restricted, you know, internet experience,
yeah.
and it's just unworkable and unusable.
Well, even I think I saw a story about Joe Biden talking about removing the Section 230, as it's called, so-called protections here in the United States, which is the section of the Communications Decency Act that supposedly protects internet companies from liability for what their users post. So Biden's apparently been talking about getting rid of that, which would basically make it impossible to have user-based content websites like YouTube or Facebook or anything like that. Because
that's right.
then all these companies will be deathly afraid of allowing anyone to post because it's their ass on the line legally. Mm-hmm. If that's the case,
I mean, you would literally it'll
the end of the internet.
What they will be doing? Well, I don't know if I'll say it's the end of the internet, but what it will be,
as we know it.
I will tell you as we know it today. Yeah. What it will
maybe
do.
It would be the end of the corporate
what
internet.
Yeah,
but if I'll still be happy to host things. I don't care if they, I don't care what they do.
Well,
so it might be a return to more of a grassroots internet if they, if basically the corporate players get scared and the rest of us don't,
yeah.
that might be the best of all possible worlds.
I think what it means effectively is more along the lines of if you want to post something on the internet, you have to set up your own server.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, anything else doesn't work. And it'll be even if you think the internet was hard to use in the early 90s, it's going to get even harder because you're going to have to go back even further than that, all up to a point where we didn't have,
we had
pictures. And,
I mean, for one thing, the software was a lot better then.
We had pictures.
In a lot of ways, the Usenet was much better in a lot of ways than Facebook, especially in that it was not censored.
I don't know that Usenet would be legal. Usenet would be illegal, I think.
Well, Usenet is polycentric, so good luck stopping it. It would be worse than stopping Bitcoin.
It wasn't centrally censored
to run.
There were certain Usenet servers that would exclude certain.
Right, and
yes, a server can exclude
rooms.
You, but
hold that thought.
You talk to many servers.
We'll continue. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump discusses how the White House is trying to lower prescription drug prices.
To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a message for reporters.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
Those comments at the end of the briefing and directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins. McEnany also asked about the vaccine, says there should be roughly 40 million vaccinations available by the end of the year due to the administration's unprecedented response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. Your Turkey Day dinner will set you back a little bit less this year.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent. Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to a new report from UNICEF, data from 191 countries found no consistent link between reopening schools and increased rates of COVID-19 infection. The report saying schools are not a main driver of community transmission and children are more likely to get the virus outside of a school setting. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord. Oops. Man, I was doing so good.
Yeah, I know. No more Discord, guys.
Yep, I got to remember not to say that.
Discord's dead.
The Matrix chat server. It's way better, actually. Matrix is better in a lot of ways, and one of them is that it's decentralized. Go to chat.lrn.fm. Unfortunately, I have not decentralized my brain enough to continue saying it correctly. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then I actually, since we brought up Section 230... There's it's one of the things that actually Joe Biden agrees with Donald Trump on, surprise, surprise, which is getting rid.
They're really not that different from each other as much as people want to hate on their opposing side of these issues.
But people on the left will pretend like this.
I know, and they are so blinded by, you know, I find it so hilarious, like, when I'm hearing from people on either side, whether they're pro-Trump or they're pro-Biden, and it's like you start bringing up issues of, like, well, all these problems with Biden, and it's like, and it's funny because it's like the same, the reasons they don't like Trump that they've been going on and on and on about are, and then they vote for Biden and say how much better Biden is, and it's like, And then he started pointing out the speeches from, like, you know, 10, 20 years ago or whatever that he was giving about how he's against gay people and, like, all sorts of stuff. And it's like, wait, isn't that what you've been harping
on?
Yeah, is it pro-war on drugs? Isn't this what you've been harping on, you know, Trump for all these past 4 years?
Exactly.
How does that align? And they just don't respond after that. It's just like, they give you some, like, non-answer, non-response.
They don't really care about anything except they have been told they hate Trump. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's like, this is what I mean. It's like,
other side, they hate the people who hate Trump, so they have to love him.
So we go to your calls and thoughts, though. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, a fun piece of trivia, I think, tied into you were talking about how Chinese have to code 1984 in place of Tiananmen Square to avoid the government censors.
Something like that.
And I had heard it mentioned. I haven't verified it. I just take it as true that another thing the Chinese do, presumably for a same or similar reason, is that when referring to Emperor Xi, that they call him Trump instead of Xi, so that they're not caught saying
Trump
about the Emperor.
Trump.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who that
Trump
is, but that's the president of China.
Yeah.
Oh, Xi. So wait, they call
it's
him
spelled
Emperor?
XI.
Yeah. Is there some sort of connotation there?
And he looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. I don't usually hear China's leaders being called by the word Emperor.
Yeah, that is a sarcasm and facetiousness. And
the supreme leader.
Gotcha.
Dear leader.
Now, is it true that she sells seashells by the seashore?
By the way, where did you see the 1984 thing, Chris? Because I just pulled up Tiananmen Square. It was 1989, according to this.
No. I said 1985. I
don't
remember what the year was.
It was 1984.
I thought you then confirmed it was 1984.
I thought
you
said it was 1984.
I said it was
1988.
No. So I said 1984 originally.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the year was. I was off the top of my head.
Oh, I thought you looked it up and you said,
No.
So I just looked it up. It's 1989.
The way I phrased it was something like 1984 or some year thereof.
Just to clarify,
yeah,
it was 1989. We were both wrong.
Yeah.
All right, David, what else?
That's it. I just thought that was a fun thing to supply.
Indeed. Thanks for calling and sharing that with us tonight. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Was there more that you wanted to share about this Austrian court ruling, or do we pretty much get the important gist of
I wonder
story?
If the Chinese government is going to come after the publishers of Winnie the Pooh.
I mean, I could probably do a little bit more, but probably we shouldn't cover too much more. Just a little bit. I'll read just this one section here. So, to be sure, the orders must, under the CJEU ruling and general legal precepts, comply with relevant international law. They cannot, as a result, violate international human rights on free speech. But the specific contours...
They're saying they can't violate international rights on free speech, but if you say something offensive, it can be removed from the entire globe.
Let me continue.
Well, if you say something libelous, because libel has been long believed not to be included in free speech.
And I disagree with that.
The difference is that now they're saying that everybody's libel law should apply to everybody in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
so the United States has been much, much more lenient than, say, the UK. So if you say something, you know, and I don't know exactly to what extent it is, but it's something like, If you say something that offends somebody, that's not a lie.
Canada has prohibitions on so-called hate speech.
Right. So that in the United States, you could basically say mean things, but you can't lie, right? So the UK goes way, way farther than that. Mm-hmm. So
come on. If you couldn't lie in the United States, every politician would be
right.
Nobody tells the truth here.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, it's definitely, and this is a danger. These types of laws are a danger to free speech globally with these types of rulings,
right?
Because then all of a sudden, you know, the worst of the worst laws,
it's a race to the bottom,
right? Get applied to you. So, yeah, so, but the specific contours of international human rights are themselves highly contested, and beyond the requirement to comply with human rights law, international law provides minimal guidance to deal with the divergent approaches to free speech across borders. In fact, absent some kind of must-carry obligation in which one government's demands that certain content be taken down conflicts with another government's requirements that content be left up.
That was what I was saying earlier.
Yeah. There is almost never the kind of classic conflict of laws that yields demurral by the enforcing state. So,
what they're saying there is the enforcing
demurral
state
is refusal.
The enforcing state isn't going to all of a sudden back down on, oh, well, there's this other state that says we have to keep it up.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, this is getting very ugly.
It is. And it's getting worse and worse, not just in one region or one country, right, but all over the world. And there was there's actually a study that came out, I think, this week that monitors, like, the global internet for censorship. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this Reporters Without Borders? No, that's Press Freedoms.
Yeah, it's not that. It's a different
group. I'm curious. If you find that, let me know. I'm curious to see
I got it in my notes if you want to cover it. Maybe on the break I'll bring it up. But, they have looked at basically the top, the countries that are like the leading Western countries when it comes to freedom of speech has been drastically curtailed in recent years, and censorship systems have been implemented, and it's slowly now getting censored.
Isn't that sad? I mean, the internet used to be this bastion of freedom of speech. That's what it was originally supposed to be. The information superhighway, all kinds of info, unfettered, was able to be brought into your home, and now it seems to be going in a very unfree, very scary direction.
And it will, as long as it is centralized, until people are hosting their own servers, and until that is widespread, it will continue to get worse.
You know, self-hosting is the solution in the beginning, but that's not the ultimate solution that's going to solve the problem. The ultimate solution is actual decentralization. So,
how decentralization works hosting things yourself.
Right, but self-hosting alone doesn't mean content can't be taken down. It can be.
Sure, you target the host.
When it's decentralized, then it's also, and I guess I need to...
Okay, so you're talking about like a decentralized thing where the same information exists in multiple places.
It has to be.
And that was the extended part of that that I was referencing.
Okay. And, so, you know, that's one of the things, going back to our discussion at the break, that NNTP was very good at, is distributing things very quickly all across the internet.
It was, but I think we have even better systems today, like BitTorrent and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. That obviously, it's not the perfect solution for every type of content, but certainly some types of content, it makes it very difficult to shut down.
Or what about IPFS? These are decentralized blockchain-based methods to store content. There's different, there's other competitors, there's storage, there's all kinds of storage and hosting decentralization projects that are being developed as we speak. So
absolutely.
The solutions are in the works.
And there's also federated solutions, too.
Yep, like with the Matrix chat server at chat.lrn.fm. Yeah, let's talk about Section 230 and how Biden wants to get rid of it. And what is that going to mean for this whole discussion? We'll get into it on the way. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to HandgunConversion.com. That's HandgunConversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of Facebook takedowns, it was just brought to my attention that somebody had made an event on Facebook for the governor's protest at the governor's house.
Censored?
Guess what? It's been taken down.
That doesn't surprise me. And this is the problem with centralization.
And I told them.
Yeah,
I told them. I said, when they were talking about, hey, should we put an event up on Facebook? I'm like, well, you know, you do what you want, but I would recommend that you create it on liberty.menu instead.
Yep.
Because that is a centrally, or not central, it's not corporate, it's a self-hosted solution to allow liberty-minded folks to create events and promote those events.
And then post that to Facebook.
That's what I said.
You're right. You need to promote the stuff that's not on Facebook in order to get people off of Facebook so that
they didn't do that.
One of the few features that I'm going to remove from Cell 411 is the Facebook integration.
Yay.
Because I don't want Facebook knowing where our users are.
Right.
Because
or
they'll
anything.
Spill it.
Right.
Yeah, tying into fewer centralized platforms
is good.
Optimal, yeah. Especially when you are creating an app that is intended to be used by people who are being persecuted.
Indeed.
So I want to go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on the line here in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the internet censorship. And
yes, sir.
You know, I don't know if you remember, but I called you several years ago from China and told you how I feared that the censorship that China has would come to the USA if we didn't find a way to protect our free speech. And it has definitely arrived. And
oh, yeah.
In some ways, it's almost worse. I wouldn't say that it is quite worse because if you haven't been to China and experienced what they have.
Yeah, yeah.
They won't redistribute your liver here, but.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, Yeah, not that I know of.
They'll just kill you with a drone strike.
Yeah, but it is scary what has been done over there. They have, I think, the army that they have, and I'm not talking about a physical army, but I'm talking about their internet army, their trolls. They're called the 50 Cent Army. I think that they are far more numerous and organized, and actually some of them are posting here on our YouTube and Facebook and Twitter.
They're called the 50 Cent Army? Is that what you said?
Yep, the 50 Cent Army.
Named after 50 Cent, the rap artist?
No. It comes from Chinese Wu Mao. Wu Mao means 50 cents, but only it's Chinese 50 cents, not American 50 cents, so it's only worth about, maybe a dime.
I see.
So basically, it is said that they get Wu Mao, or 50 Chinese cents, for each post that they make. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's where the term 50 cent comes from, 50 cent army. So, probably more than a million people just basically sitting in basements over there, and their entire job is just to post things on social media to bend the narrative to what they want.
So I'm curious, are they using Amazon Turks to do this?
I don't know what that is.
Amazon Turks is where you pay somebody a very small amount of money, and they do a job for you.
Yeah,
they're called Mechanical Turks.
Oh, Mechanical Turks. I may have misphrased that. Anyway, yeah.
Which is what feeds the company, I can't think of the name of
it. Save It Purse.
Purse. Yeah, which then trades the, they get paid in Amazon gift certificates, and then Purse then trades those for Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's easy to recognize them because if you go to, if you see posts under YouTube that are pro-China and anti-Hong Kong and Taiwan, and then you look at the account that the post is coming from, typically you'll find that it's a relatively new account. During Hong Kong uprising, there were just all kinds of these accounts that popped up, brand new accounts, and they were always posting pro-CCP stuff. And they don't have any videos. They haven't uploaded any videos. They don't have any history. They don't have any people that they're following on YouTube, and that's pretty unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely tell they're troll accounts specifically created to bend the narrative. Now, right now, I don't know how Facebook and Twitter are doing all of their censorship. Obviously, they have people that they've hired to go in and look at these things and lock down accounts and stuff. So
they're mostly concerned in preventing Americans from meddling with the election.
They're concerned with preventing Americans from
Americans other than themselves.
Yeah. So true.
The truth is treason in an empire of lies, and
we're
currently in that empire.
It's true. Gene, anything else you want to share?
Well, that's just it. The censorship is just it boggles my mind, and I hope there's something we can do to prevent it, and I don't know.
Well, I think what nobody suggested is the best bet is to have decentralized systems and self-hosted systems and, move forward in that direction as much as we can.
But they have to make it easy enough for the average, non-internet educated person.
That's one of the things that's good about federated internet is that you don't necessarily have to have everybody setting up their own server, but you can join servers, and then they federate with each other.
Right. It wouldn't work if everyone joined. If everyone had their own server, it would be way too time consuming. The average user is not going to be able to do that ever. So that's not an option.
I mean, it depends on how those exactly were how that was architected. For example, if your phone, if you were, when you read something, if you were downloading that and keeping it for an hour and passing it on to other people who wanted it, then everybody would be running their own server, but it would not be it would not necessarily be onerous, and it would not necessarily be something you would have to administer. It would just be something that happened automatically because that's what the software did. Yeah, exactly.
Or, BitTorrent's too complicated for a lot of users out there.
But everybody the BitTorrent can be worked into much easier to use products.
As a torrent, whenever you download a torrent, mm-hmm. you open it in your program, and especially if it's built into the operating system already, then it just... It's literally no different than downloading any other
file. I know what you're saying, dude, but I'm just telling you. Some people, they feel like it's way too complicated. They just want to go on Netflix and watch their movie.
Well, and there was something to be said. I remember the internet before AOL appeared and all the idiots showed up, and it was great.
It was better. Yeah, right?
So maybe a network that wasn't full of morons would be a nice change.
Oh, wow. Talking about 99% of the net here, guys.
Half of all people are below average.
You're literally talking about most of the listenership here. You might want to tone that down.
I would say our listenership probably comes mostly from the above average realm.
Remember you, and there were quite a few idiots on Usenet, a lot of trolls, but I still preferred Usenet over what we have today.
Oh, yes. I was just talking about that today.
Well, it's still there.
And NMTP protocol was the reason that they said the net censorship is damaged and routes around it.
Yeah,
Gene, thanks for the call.
You can't really use it. Yeah.
Well, it's still there. You can use it. From what I understand, there's still companies that will sell you access to it, so... Go to town. Thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. So we're not going to get into this story in any great detail, but suffice it to say that Joe Biden has voiced support for repealing Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. He said that the law should be, quote, revoked immediately, unquote, and highlighted the way misinformation can spread unchecked on platforms such as Facebook.
And misinformation is anything
they don't like.
That he doesn't believe. For example, the fact that Joe Biden happens to be a child molesting senile idiot is misinformation, according to him.
JoeBiden.info.
Indeed.
This week, a senior Biden staffer signaled regulating harmful disinformation on Facebook could be a priority for the administration. So they're already putting it out there that this is an intention of the Biden administration is to go up and do more censoring of the internet. So we won't know more, obviously, until next year because, there's still not an official result from the election that we're still waiting on, and we've got about a month to go before the official results come in from the elections.
Wait. I thought Biden won.
It depends who you ask. So the Electoral College hasn't actually
released
Biden
did win? Thing?
Well, technically no one has won yet because the Electoral College hasn't done their thing.
Oh.
That hasn't happened.
Wait, what's the Electoral College?
We don't have time to get into it.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, they're the people that elect the president.
I elected the president.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Sounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.